Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Those sound bites that Nomad got in his shit, put them in this intro.
All right, work. Oh, yeah.
It should be music. We be trying to talk over it. You should be hearing lines of us talking.
Lines of shit. I like that.
Uh-huh. I'm telling you, I'm taking this shit to the next level.
Changing next level, baby.
Have you guys already talked about Nia Long?
Nia Long?
No, we can talk about
it. About Nia Long. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? I'm the guy, Dave Temple.
And I'm the great boy, Derek Gaines.
And welcome to another splendiferous.
Good word, nigga.
Splendiferous episode of No Need for Apologies. How you doing, Derek?
I'm good.
Yeah, man.
Really good.
I'm feeling good. This is going to be a fun one, man. We got a great returning guest,
Great returning guest.
I'm actually...
A wild card.
Haven't seen her in a while. Yeah, you're right. I've missed you, too. You left... Where did you go? To Texas? You went back to Texas for a little while?
Meow.
Oh, no.
I get raw from the jump.
Yeah, Nima Cat.
And I fried chicken heart the first time.
Give it up for Nima Cat, ladies and gentlemen.
Are those real lyrics? Are those yours, or is this that little girl? That sound like Ice Spice lyrics.
No, that's don't
that nigga
call me
Munch.
White girl.
Don't call you white girl.
That's her name.
Oh, I
don't
know that girl. Yeah, she's from saying, Philly. Yeah,
she's saying she's a lot to take because that's what she.
Yeah, yeah.
Early in the morning.
That's what y'all all strive to be, man. Facts. Nima Cat is
Nima
back. In effect, welcome back, man.
Welcome
dude.
Back, Nima
we
Cat.
Are back on another episode of the weekend. Black Ass was not a movie again this weekend. Black Ass was not a movie only because we are on the road. We're on vacation. I know most of our regular people did get an email letting them know about that. Anybody else who wasn't on that email
3 week
list,
hiatus.
I apologize. Anybody who
so
showed up.
So you don't have a guest
a show,
host?
No, we usually just, do, but
we could recalibrate
the
whole show.
Yeah, we just figured, okay. You know, we gave our time back to the room.
I mean, I could hold you guys down. I'm just saying, I've been doing this. I'm officially, you know, a New York resident for non-tax purposes, in case the IRS is watching.
I'm trying to remember. Did she kill it on show?
I did.
She did mid.
And I brought the whole audience.
She did bring the whole audience.
Come
that's why
down.
She did mid.
Yeah, but see, that's a difference. That's a difference. You kill it on the
you
whole
brought show. Your friends.
But which I appreciate.
They had never seen me perform before.
I know. And a lot of them still come. So I thank you for that.
See?
You know what I mean? A lot of them became come. Regular.
They don't be asking about you, though. They just come and see everybody else. But,
that's because they keep up with me. They keep up with me and they follow me.
Okay, I got you. I'm just letting you know. They don't be asking about it.
Yeah, they don't be like... Nima back. Like, yo, these motherfuckers here, funny as shit.
Yeah.
Okay, you waited.
I like what you did.
Yeah.
So, three-week hiatus,
so everybody
guys.
Else can walk.
That's right. What they tell us. They like, this show get better and better every week. Like,
yeah, especially after Nima Cat went up. After her, it was good.
The weekend was cool, though. You know what I mean? Did some other shows. Did some road shows, y'all. I was in Connecticut.
Talk about it.
I literally brought the house down. Like, pieces of the roof started falling down.
Word.
Yeah, the club's falling apart.
Wow.
The club's
falling
apart. Like, nah.
What you
doing these high-end bookings.
High-end bookings?
Yeah.
Not if the ceiling's falling down.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't catch the sarcasm.
It's different. It's different over here.
High-end bookings. But so.
She was saying that she was calling the gig trash, but she said it. See, the problem is here, no need for apologies. We say what we mean and we mean what we say.
But she already said sorry.
We don't
so I know that was fake.
We don't speak a code.
There's no need for apologies here.
So so what high end bookings you been doing?
Yeah, what have you been up to?
Shit. Let's talk about let
you.
Me tell
how
you.
How long has it been since we've seen you? Because we actually
been
went
one
to,
year.
Yeah, we've been to Texas since. We went to Austin.
I saw that. Hook 'em.
Yeah. We went down there, you know, watched a few fights on Sixth Street. You know what? We were there, no fights on Sixth Street when we were there.
What?
Did we see any fights?
No, it was only fights after.
Yeah.
It was wild.
That was weird. 3-4 nights on 6th Street,
maybe
not
you guys
a single fight.
Bought the sprinkles and rainbows and the peace. Maybe it's you two.
Yeah,
you're the...
I don't know. That's what I went down there for, but Austin was cool though. Austin was cool.
Yes, shout out to my alma mater, University of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what are the high-end gigs you've been up to?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? I have a show every Tuesday in Harlem.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So you can find me doing that every Tuesday. Is this like the official?
You know what? Now? Yeah, let's go ahead and turn this into plugs, man. Let's get a little plug music. Let's get this out the way because we got a lot to get to in this episode.
We do have a lot to
talk. Get a little plugs going on. And we'll start off that way. Huh?
Nothing.
You know, the best
plugs.
Nima Cat, tell the people what you got coming on and where they can find you. Let's get it.
Every Tuesday, I got the New Faces of Comedy in Harlem at Thompson Studios at 7 p.m. And it's free if you get there by 7 p.m.
Okay.
And then September 29th and October 1st, I'm in Atlanta at the Atlanta Comedy Theater with Major Hype and Fredo Davis.
Nice.
In the Stand Up or Die tour. So make sure you check us out. We just did King's Theater in Brooklyn. We shut it down for Labor Day weekend. So Atlanta, you already know how I'm coming because that's where I started doing comedy.
I was about to say, you started in Atlanta, right?
Yes. Yeah. So I expect to see all my amigos in Atlanta at the Atlanta Comedy Theater this weekend. And October 15th, I'm at the Magic Johnson Theater in Harlem. January 21st, I'm at the JPEG Theater. And February 28th, I will be featuring Bob Sumner Presents at the Apollo, ladies and gentlemen.
Good shit, yeah. All I'm uptown.
So I'm working.
Yeah.
Uptown.
When you go down to Atlanta, tell Garrett I said, what's up?
Okay.
And I'm mad at this. Tell Garrett he was right. The internet is weird because it's going. That motherfucker was yelling at me, y'all need to get on the internet, like years ago. I was like, okay.
So he was right about
that. Yeah.
You didn't want to get on?
Huh?
You didn't want to get on it?
No, I want to be on the internet.
Fuck the internet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm a TV guy.
You are a TV guy. Yeah. You look so cute on TV.
I'm a TV guy.
Much better on TV.
Ooh, thank you. Yeah. Coming from the girl with the little Shop of Horrors lipstick on.
On TV.
Look. Nima, look.
It's not the lipstick, babe. Nima. It's the lips. Let's be clear.
Don't let me regret inviting you back to this goddamn show.
That sounds like a L'Oreal commercial. It's not the lipstick. It's the lips.
Black girl magic. Black girl magic.
All right.
Oh, Nima got a book out called Whores is Winning right now.
Hoes are winning. Hoes are definitely winning. We got a side chick now, the Queen of England.
Let's get to it. Hold on. Let's finish our plugs and we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this. Let's finish the plugs, all right? Yeah. Derek, any shows coming up, man?
Yeah. Inside Amy Schumer premieres October 20th on Paramount Plus. I'm in one of those good shows. I put a sketch on that show, so that should be coming out. And Blue Bloods comes out October 8th, but my episode doesn't air till the second week of November. That's a Friday. The second Friday in November is when my episode comes out. It's called Home Front and Skankfest. The gang gonna be there.
2 weeks.
In two weeks. Skankfest in Vegas.
Just got off the phone, too. Cooking up something nice.
Cooking up something nice in Vegas.
Cooking up something nice.
Cooking up something nice in Vegas.
So make sure you check that out. And if you can't make it to Vegas, a few more opportunities to see us before the year is out. November 26th, Emos Theater. That is Allentown, right outside of Philadelphia. This is Thanksgiving weekend. All right. Tickets are available. Can you click that link in the bio? Anyone see my link tree up there?
Click.
Emos Theater in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Make sure you start buying tickets for that ASAP. Let your friends know. Take the trip, man. It's Thanksgiving weekend. Your friends is home from college. Like, yo, I got this idea. Mm-hmm. Yo, you want to see these two dudes? They funny as shit.
I gotta make a flyer for that.
Are they cute?
That should be working. People be pulling up.
Are they cute?
Who, the two dudes?
Yeah.
They should be.
Like, it's great sweatpants season. I want to see for 15. Some ding-a-ling,
okay? Do you mind if the sweatpants just got a little bit stains in them?
I do mind. I'm sorry.
Oh, you can't have stains in sweatpants?
You're disgusting.
It's got to be clean sweatpants.
You are ruining my fantasies with your spaghetti sauce. That's what you're doing.
Spaghetti <It's> sauce.
Ruining it.
Go ahead. Click on there. See me live there. And just, see me live.
I'm going to make a flyer for that.
We should. Boom, there's the Emos Theater and the House of Comedy. Those tickets are available at the link. In
that's going to be a good one. That's our return.
Yeah, and House of Comedy is December 15th to the 18th.
Yeah, because we was there Juneteenth.
Hey, do me a favor. Cut Nima's mic. I think something's wrong.
Just
it's like
cut it
weird,
off.
There's weird shit coming through her microphone.
It's ladies behind this mirror back here. So
it's not a mirror. I can see through it.
Nobody asked you to say that.
I do also want to point that out.
And they're cute ladies, too. So ladies, listen. It's about us.
It makes
sense. We're running this shit.
Okay, this might have been.
These guys are here all the time.
This might have been a bad idea.
That's been a terrible idea.
Having more ladies on the show, huh? We fucked up the testosterone balance.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. No, Nima's just.
Well, I mean, Dylan is gone, which Someone
Dylan doesn't really help. He is like an ounce.
The comments, they've been trashing Dylan in the comments.
Damn.
And someone sent me something that this was weird. All right. This was eerie.
Okay.
It's hilarious, but it's eerie. Do you have the clip that was sent to me? Somebody inboxed me this clip. Gas me anything.
Yeah. Can I ask you just sunglasses to sunglasses? Why won't you just fire that kid, Dylan? The kid stinks. We hate him. He's not funny. He's an MG fake, as they say.
Okay.
So sunglasses, sunglasses. Can you explain why won't you just fire Dylan, please?
He looks like a budget Dylan, anyway.
He manifested. Snigga manifested.
Oh, no.
Snigga manifested his own Dylan? Cannon. That is eerie, nigga. That's like some Simpson shit.
This is also why you got to be careful with Gas Digital fans, because they have access to archives that you gonna forget fucking exist. Bro.
Yo, man, I forgot all about that. That's crazy. That motherfucker really manifested his own.
So is Dylan fired?
He's just not on this show anymore.
Yeah,
he's not
producing for us anymore. You know? He's getting.
See you at the crossroads. You wanna be lonely?
See you at the crossroads.
Cause I heard you talking shit about me, Dylan. You think I didn't see them episodes when other people were on the show and you brought my name up? Thank you. Thank you, by the way. But now that you're gone.
Won't you look at that? She's slamming down the shoe. Nemo Cat slamming down the black ass one. Oh,
next
shit.
Next time you want to speak against my name.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm just playing. Okay, back to the regular show.
Jesus Christ.
I saw that. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's so great.
Said, I saw that.
Oh, that's
good
so great.
You. Well, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching. Vindicated. Yeah.
That was very funny.
I know. We already know how you do with the long-term revenge, you know. No. It's so okay.
Good old Nemo.
So let's talk about this. It's not the lips, it's the lips. Like what's going on? Cuz you were talking about trying to find a sponsor for some titties
before
the mics went live. What is going on with you?
If there's any plastic surgeons out there, especially the one that trained me, shout out to Dr. Frederick Work. I am looking for someone to sponsor me a free boob job.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I have enough followers.
The good ones is 20K, right?
And so I want
the good ones is 20.
Well, then I'm gonna need like a 40K one day.
So a 40K.
Because I want the gummy bear.
You want to get a whole new chest?
Squishy. I don't have any titties, and I was an athlete, so I don't have the capacity to grow fat right here.
Okay.
I have some. This top is hiding.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, they got it. They got it. I saw it. They both look like they're not in front of you. They're here, guys. Okay. So.
Oh, you wanted us to look.
No, you looked at the TV.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make sure my production is good.
I see you. Right. So, keep talking.
So
I 40K,
you got to be.
For 40K.
40K will keep you, like, because you got to have better than trans titties.
Let
trans
me
titties
you.
Start around the $10,000 to $15,000.
No, they're like 4K. They get their titties in Miami. Yeah.
Get them a Jiffy Lube.
They just go to
get them a Jiffy Lube.
You know what? We're going to get a some trans have good titties. Let's
some. The ones who save up and do it properly.
The ones that
the
save
ones
up.
Who so, save up.
So here's my dilemma. I am trying to wait until I become a mother before I get breast implants, because the way that the formula shortage, Nick Cannon keep having babies after babies, I don't want my baby to starve because I wanted titties. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I don't want them to be sipping Similac and silicone at the same time. It's just not cool.
Yeah, plastic tasting.
You won't do no sugar water babies, none of that ghetto shit?
I don't want my babies to come out with lead poisoning because of me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I got
it. Silica poisoning.
You got to make your name look good.
You know what I'm saying? So what I want is a surgeon who does an excellent job that can do an implant behind the muscle and still allow my memory glands to feed my child.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So I want the top of the line.
Yeah.
Those
now, call. You know top of the line mean they a creep, right?
That's fine.
Top of the line
means... That means they're passionate about their work.
Good.
And I love it.
Right, okay. So like...
Creep me.
Let me ask you this.
Your mom would you sure let, do love your schooling.
Would you let Dr. Conrad Murray do it?
Wait, is that the bald guy? Oh, you're talking about the one who killed Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Okay,
he's looking for work.
I know no Dr. Conrad, but the Dr. Conrad who works for Kaplan and trains for the USMLE. That's the only Dr. Conrad I know.
Right, but Dr. Conrad Murray was a qualified doctor. Yeah. Michael Jackson did what he did to himself.
Yeah. Right. Now, that is not, I don't know if I agree.
Dr. Murphy just, he filled the prescription.
I wouldn't let him.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't let him.
Really?
No.
I think he good, man.
No, but
he might be good.
He might be, but is he a plastic surgeon?
He kept giving and giving and kept all the messages.
Clearly, he's a whatever you need.
He's a free agent at this point. He's a free agent.
This is what people don't know about plastic surgery. Any doctor can do plastic surgery, no matter what your training is.
Oh, yeah.
So I need someone who trained in plastics.
Okay.
Yeah, you just can't be a surgeon.
Which means you need to see their botched work also, right?
Oh, yeah. I want to sit in on your surgery because I'm a doctor. So let me watch because I know what I'm looking for.
That's right. I forgot that. You help people do medical exam shit, right?
Yes.
So why don't you just find, why don't you help people that are getting their medical license now and now they kind of owe you a favor?
Wait, so you're like a doctor of paperwork?
No, that's too long.
You're a paperwork doctor?
Hold on. How long have you been doing this? How long have you been doing helping people get their medical license?
Since 2017.
Here's some good news. Your car probably appreciated in value last year.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're driving an old classic or a piece of junk,
mm-hmm.
the car market is hot. And that's why I want to tell you about rockauto.com,
Uh-oh.
A one-stop shop for all the auto parts you need to keep your car on the road and in pristine condition.
Pristine is a good word. Keep going. Man.
Rockauto.com has been in business for over 20 years. They have every part you need in stock at amazing prices. No reason to run around to different stores, websites, or auto shops. Rock Auto has what you need in stock. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
RockAuto.com prices are always reliably low.
Gotta love the Groupon.
That means do not change price based on what's going on in the market.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't like an airplane ticket, a hotel, or beef at your grocery store.
Something emotional.
Yeah, you won't need to constantly check to see if what you need is available and if now is the best time to buy it.
They got that part yet?
Yeah, don't do that. RockAuto.com keeps it simple and has everything in stock at reliably low prices.
Oh, they got the part at a low price. Ain't this something crazy? RockAuto.
So go to RockAuto.com. They make it easy to maintain your car and save money.
Change
it. It feels good knowing your car is in top condition.
Pristine, as they said earlier.
One more time, rockauto.com for great prices on auto parts. And tell them we sent you. There's a box when you check out to put in our show name. Prices are too good for any promo code. All right, let's get back into it. Okay, so somebody should be due.
No, I don't want a beginner, though. Yeah. I need some experience. I've been touching titties for 10, 20, 30 years, hands. I don't want to know I've been touching titties for 3 years, hands.
Okay, so, all right.
I need some experience on my titties.
So, 30-year-old.
Yeah, because, you know, young men, y'all don't even know what to do with titties until you get, 42?
Okay.
It takes a while.
Is that a fact?
I don't know. It's just
absolutely
just making statements.
You got that on TikTok?
I don't know.
100 people on Family Feud were asked.
Nima Cat makes statements.
She just makes statements.
What was it? What was the shit you tried to come in here and pass off last time?
I know what you're talking about.
What was it again? Hold on. No. What was it?
A heterosexual lesbian.
Oh, I didn't even think you were going to remember that. I didn't think you was going to remember that shit. He's like, fuck.
Remember that horse shit? I wish we had a clip of that horse.
What you're talking about because people never understand. But a heterosexual lesbian, now that Neil.
We ain't got to go back again.
Okay.
No, talk about Neil Long, though. Bring it into that.
Now that she broke up with her man, everybody's in her DMs, and I just want to take this time out to let Nia know, I have never been with a woman before, but I would not hesitate to, commit something I need to pray about later with you. For you. Just to help you out. I know it's a difficult time. I want to pray for you, with you. Whatever you want to do.
I want to say this to everybody that's been shooting a shot at Nia Long.
What?
Why would you want a dented Lamborghini like that?
How is it dented?
She's hurt right now.
She is hurt. We need to suck all the hurt out of Nia. America, now is the time. Suck the hurt out of Nia.
Suck
our
the hurt out of Nia Long.
Hashtag.
That's a campaign. Nia Cat.
Horse is winning.
I'm just saying, she beautiful, but she fucked in the head right now.
She's more than beautiful. Nia is mystical, kind of way.
Okay.
It's something you can't put your hand on, but you want it.
Mm.
The actress Nia Long?
Yeah.
What was her last film?
She does a lot of films. She's working now. She's never stopped working.
What was the last film I saw with Nia Long in there?
Look at this girl.
I love Regina Hall.
Regina Hall, and that's my favorite actress. I don't want to eat her coochie.
Wait a minute. I haven't heard about Nia Long until Good Buddy fucked over. Now,
right.
What happened? I know.
I guess he slept with some of his colleagues.
In
Boston.
Okay.
Yeah, in Boston. Yeah. And so that, but Nia has not come out and said anything. I feel like she's going the Hillary Clinton route. You know what I'm saying? Like, let the scandal happen and I'm going to still be with my man. You hoes can whisper and talk all you want, bitch.
Oh, that's
tweet
the Mocha stuff. That's
but
the
I ain't leaving
stuff.
My man, okay, unless he get fired.
Because who's she going to start over with?
She got options.
No, she
me?
Don't.
Me?
No, she don't.
Me?
No, she don't.
I'm
and I'm not saying this. I'm not saying this that people
me.
Don't want her. Nia don't want y'all.
Nia
don't want to be with y'all.
She don't know that. You got to go through a couple of heartbreaks
Nia,
before
listen,
you become
you're,
a legend.
Nia, a mystical, like you just said.
Who the bitch with the rhinestones in the face right now? Who the bitch with the... With
it's
the
bitch for Nia, okay?
With the spackle
in the eye. Rhinestones for me, I wrote these rhinestones for the bitches or the queens in Nia play, you know, in her case.
Bitches or the queens.
I do everything for the queens and the bitches.
That's girl, right. Okay. Oh,
they're
right.
Equally, you know, worthy to be praised.
At
I'm
least,
just saying.
At least your weight is a difference.
I like people. I like ratchet. I like classy. It just depends on, you know what I'm saying?
What's that? Clatchet? I heard they call it.
I like clatchet. Yeah.
I've heard clatchet.
Okay, yeah, I fucked with that.
I've heard clatchet before.
Her.
But yeah, Nia, I'm here.
Yeah.
If you need just a listening
well,
ear.
Someone else just as gorgeous as Nia.
What's up?
Might even be a little bit more gorgeous.
Talk your shit, Kate.
Ooh. Rihanna.
Oh, Miss Super Bowl.
Rihanna just
I rolled my
Super Bowl.
Eyes, but let me just be clear. I love Rihanna, and Rihanna is
Rihanna's
gorgeous.
One of the best.
But what I'm saying, they have...
She
they both have that magical thing.
I like little plump Rihanna now.
I think I like plump
nice
Rihanna, bro.
You like plump Rihanna?
Yeah, this because plump Rihanna can take a punch. I like this one.
Wait, why we want to commit violence?
I don't
want to
commit
women?
Violence. It's just I don't ever want to see her that vulnerable like how she was before.
When she was skinny.
Yeah, you know, you okay. saw you saw what Chris Brown's little peanut butter fingers did to her, and you go,
oh.
But yeah. now you go like, oh,
no,
yeah,
she
won't
house.
Even bruise.
Like, she'll
she
fuck Chris
yeah.
Brown
like,
up right
like
now.
Like, now, she take
like,
a hit.
Like, Chris, I wish you would try that shit. Try that shit yeah. now, Chris. It's 2022. I had a baby. If I could take childbirth, it's nothing. Come on, CB, childbirth, CB, Chris Brown, see me, nigga. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So what do you think? What you think, this, you think she's going to bring this baby on this Super Bowl thing?
Yes, her baby going to be out there. Mama, yeah, of course.
Is ASAP gonna be there? Or you think she'll?
ASAP is gonna be there carrying Rihanna. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
We know A$AP how they get down. This is a family team.
I like ASAP.
You in it too?
I wish. You know, I don't know how Rihanna get down, but I'm available.
She like
know?
Little mama when she rushed the stage with Jay when Alicia Keys was up there.
Why would you say?
Like you have that energy.
Yeah.
Like you'll try to climb
to
on
support,
stage.
Her and
okay?
Lil Mama got the same size titties too.
We do.
What you know about?
Surgeons
what you know? What you know about food?
I'm looking for about 240 cc.
So you want to go from what to what? So what are you now? You a B cup?
I am a C cup.
C
but
cup. Okay.
The thing is, all of my cup is,
that is
here
a sad
at
C.
the bottom.
Yeah.
It's not sad. Don't
it's
make
like,
me flash
like
your cameras. Then we won't be able to air this whole thing. It is a teardrop titty. I have a teardrop titty.
Okay, that's the other thing too. Like. You know there's no way to do a good nipple, right? Like, regardless
I have a
of
great
how,
nipple
and that's
already.
What I'm saying, they're going to fuck it up.
They're
no,
going to fuck it up.
No, if they go under the arm and underneath the muscle, behind the muscle, they don't even have to touch my nipple.
They don't even fuck with the nipple.
Because I don't need a breast lift. My breasts are perky. I just need more volume.
So my question is, you ever see the girls that get the ones done and it there's that line from the nipple down to the
yeah,
like,
the
what
lollipop.
Is that?
It's called the lollipop.
That's
and that's
terrible.
Where you get a lift as well.
Oh,
yeah,
so
that
that's like, that
or
reduction.
A reduction. Yeah. A all lift right. or a reduction. Cause you have to pull the skin up to meet the
that's areola. Why I'd be like, yeah. what the fuck did they do to themselves?
Yeah. I agree with you.
Good for the women who went under the first knife.
What first
I know, right?
Knife?
The first women that were
the
like,
first...
I think I could give you tits.
Right.
Or I lose some tits.
I think I could do that. Yeah.
I don't think I could be the first, but I could be the trillionth. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm here for. That's all I'm saying.
Would you accept it if a dude had, like, enhancement?
Okay.
What kind of enhancement?
Ooh, so there's a limit.
Let's be clear. A man
okay, let's
only
start,
needs one enhancement.
Let's start soft. Let's
okay.
start soft.
Okay.
Calves. If you know a dude got calves.
It's a no for me, but do what you do.
Okay. What about a guy that's got that micro skin pigmentation? Like, you know, he's bald, but
can,
he tattooed his shit.
I can take
shit.
That. I can
okay.
take that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, keep maintain yourself, King. Yeah.
What about pecs? Like, if a man got
no, you can't no. Do, what are you doing?
What if it's a good chest and you can't tell?
Absolutely not. Like, who cares about your chest?
Wow.
My chest is what we're focused on.
Okay.
You don't even have a use for those things. These at least nurture life.
All right. Like, what if a man got liposuction to get abs? You cool with that?
I'm cool with that.
You cool with that?
I'm
liposuction.
Cool
with
that.
Get
Shout
abs.
Out to Drake.
Did he do that?
I think he did.
No, I'm pretty sure it was fuck less than flex, yeah. But whatever.
A lot of them, and it's okay. I'm yeah. with it. Yeah.
Okay.
The lipo, keep yourself
and now
sexy.
Down to the package. Like if a man got the.
You got a dick
like, cause yeah, like, how far can a man go?
No,
adding
no,
on to his
no,
member.
No.
So you
what you mean? You wouldn't take an adding on member?
I don't need nothing wrong with your penis besides circumcised.
Wait. So
why can't a man get no add on?
You can, but not for me. You just got to go do it with someone else.
Damn. You get to bring fake tits.
But and I'm still on the fence. Listen, I'm still questioning. Okay, this is where I'm at with it. Like my breasts, because my husband's going to be like, watch your mouth. My breasts look amazing, okay? They sit up, they're pointy, they're right colors, everything. They're nice. The thing is, when your life is going great, sometimes don't you want to just turn that shit to the max?
First world problems.
It's like greedy. It's greed. It's greed.
So yeah,
I
my life
about
is,
it.
I've always said this, because with the whole concept of that cosmetic surgery yeah. is my life is so good.
Let me make it
when
better.
I first found out about anal bleaching,
What? Talk
do you
about
understand
it.
How good your life has to be?
To get
for
your
you
asshole
to want your booty hole to be
do
beautiful.
You got time to look at your
I
asshole
look at
in
it
the
daily,
mirror?
Daily. I look at my butt.
Like
it's
you,
amazing.
You have nothing else to worry about.
You don't. I swear. Because now I've been busy and I've looked at my asshole less. But usually I look at it at least twice a day.
We're talking about a one mirror rig or two mirrors.
You
How
gotta,
many mirrors does it take for you to get the good look
you
at
got
your
the
asshole?
Joint, the trifold joint.
Just one mirror and I just stand on my tippy toes and slant, you know, kind of like a 60 degree angle. And then you open it up and you just look. But I'm a woman, so we got to check for tissue. So, of course, I'm going to look at my asshole.
I'm not
going to
lie.
Right, ladies?
I'm not going to lie. I do it in the dressing
Thank
room.
Thank you, sissy. You look like you got a cute booty hole, but that's neither
Wait,
here nor there.
When you go to try on clothes, you get a body mirror. And sometimes you get like a trifold body
yeah,
mirror.
Yeah,
you get the trifold.
You see it from all
you
angles. You
take
like,
so
you
so you're
well.
Supposed to be trying on clothes. So,
but y'all
There's
in
a
there
salesperson out there.
Up.
Do you need any help? No!
Right. And your ass is tooted up with all your balls of your feet, checking to see.
I'm good. I'll be out in a minute.
Tooted up on a 60 degree angle, check for dingleberries.
Nah.
Never. What if you get tissue in there?
And then no, it's just in there.
It's in there.
Why?
Yeah.
You ever get that long string of hair between your ass? You like, who was I around with long hair?
Yeah, and that bothers
Come
me.
On, thank you.
That bothers
me. Thank you for being honest.
That bothers
me. He don't wash his ass. He
yeah,
don't wash his ass.
Shit.
All that curly
but
hair.
See,
you never wipe
that,
hair out your ass.
That's the shit that scares me about pulling a long hair out your ass. Because you're like, wait a minute. How long has that been in there? Wait a minute. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes. One time, I pulled one, I swear to God, Nima, it was coming out of my asshole.
Shut
it
up.
Was coming out.
I
must have eaten it, right? And some of it came out.
And you had hair in your
and
food.
Right,
and
I
it
felt it, and I was
ass.
Like, what the fuck? And I started pulling it, and that shit.
So how does it feel for a string of hair to tickle your asshole? Because you had to feel it. You said you felt it.
It was like literally, you know how you be scratching and you dig too much?
Scratching, okay.
Like, you ever dig too much in your butt?
I ain't never dug too much.
You dug
oh,
too
when
much
I'm
in your
fresh,
butt?
Like, when I'm fresh out the shower, I don't give a fuck. I dig in my butt, you know what I mean? Because I know
clean.
It's clean, right? Yeah. Yeah, like as long as my fingernails is clipped and I'm fresh out the shower,
you can't cut your
I'm
shit.
Going in.
Can't
you know
cut
what I mean?
Your little asshole.
And I always take a nice little whiff when I'm done.
I do like
just
the
to
smell.
Make sure.
I love
yeah,
smell my
I
own
love
body.
My own smell,
me
yo.
Too.
Yo,
me
like,
too.
I like this. Man, fuck me. Okay. Keep going. I like this.
I
like this a lot. I like this a lot.
Go ahead, Dan. I'm dead ass. I love, like, yo, when I take my boxes
Everybody
off.
Everybody like the way they stink smell.
Yo, when I take my boxes off, I always sniff them before
sniff
I throw them in the hand.
I sniff my
like,
panties.
Yeah,
I do sniff my panties. Before I wash them in the shower, because you're not from the South, my grandma make you wash them.
I love my own scent, man. Like, I'm about
my
to
My scent ain't bad these days.
Okay.
I got spice bomb
right?
on. Leftover
yeah.
spice
No,
bomb.
It's the stinky. Like, what do you smell like when you stink, though?
I don't really be stinking like that, because I shower every day.
I mean,
sometimes
see, like, I exercise every day.
Well, when I exercise... It's
no, when you exercise,
pungent.
You should smell good because you should take a shower before you exercise as a courtesy to the other guests.
Well, I'm out in the
no,
park.
Yeah, we work outside.
I only stink like before I like, I don't know, before I shower, but I don't stink at the gym. No. Never.
Yeah, girls do too much. Y'all make the gym much harder.
Concrete
than
don't give a fuck.
Yeah, shout out to the girls who taped that guy and set him up and then said something about him looking at her. You're at the gym, and if you're at the gym,
oh yeah, that shit was.
Whether you're fat or skinny, we're gonna look. Okay, and we're looking. We're checking you out. It's sexual. Let it go or build your own gym.
So you on his side?
I'm on his side.
Okay.
You're at the gym. People are gonna look at you. That's the whole point of being at the gym for motivation. Yeah. People are watching. I'm motivated. I'm pumped. It's gonna be sexual sometimes. What are you talking about? Grow up.
Yeah. That's why you came here.
Now, if you say something to me or impede my workout, now we have a problem.
Yo. Don't impede on the workout.
But you can only get in my reps.
Yo, dude.
Don't interrupt my reps.
Hollering at somebody at the gym.
That's tough.
I know some dudes have closed the deal.
Yeah.
But the rejection is so hard.
I've been rejected.
It is so...
I've been rejected at the gym. And I pick up all my hoes at the gym.
Yeah.
So when I got rejected, I was like, shit.
What did you do? How did you approach them?
I moved to New York. Atlanta is not for me no more.
I'll be honest with you, Nima Cat. If I was working out in the gym and a girl like you came over and started talking, I'm looking around for the camera like,
I think
she fucking with me.
Skank. Get away from me, you skank. Get back to your workout. I think that's
what happened. What was he doing? Was he like, you were in the free weight section? Where you at? Cardio?
He was standing up, pulling the little thing down.
Okay.
The wires.
Yeah. He's working on triceps.
I know what you're talking about. Pull-ups and on the other side, I could be doing something. So I think I was just trying to ask him if it was okay for me to do pull-ups right there. And he was like, ugh.
I wouldn't have did that.
Oh, but that was, hold on, was that your way of flirting?
Yeah, because everybody know you ask for permission to be in the same space.
Uh-huh.
And then you make comments, maybe some suggestions, and, you know, you enjoy the rest of your workout. Then next time you see them,
it's a long setup.
Yeah, that's way too long.
That's how I know y'all don't work out. See, gym hoes, no. Shout out to the gym hoes. Shout out to LA Fitness.
No.
Every member at LA Fitness.
I'm shutting this down. No, that's corny.
Where you work at?
I work out in the park. But I used to work out in the gym.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Say you playing.
How?
Because he can't close the deal right on the first time, can he?
No one should.
So how do we know what's going on? You know what I mean? Like, if you just come in and asking if you could use the space.
But that's the game begins. That's permission to start the game.
You even look back at him when you're doing the rap.
You look at each other through the mirror.
Oh, all right.
I gotta teach y'all everything?
One time, Derek.
Clearly, y'all don't work out.
I swear to God, one time, Derek, I was working out at a track.
Okay.
Right? And this girl was working out in the bleachers, right? She looked good, right?
Okay. She was doing the climber joints.
Whatever she was doing. Yeah. But I saw her setting her camera up, and she's trying to, you know, set and get some videos. And I'm like off to the side of the beaches, you know, doing my little pull-ups and all that. And I go over. I'm like, hey, I can help you with the filming if you want.
Oh,
okay.
And she was like, yeah, she was like, you're good. That shit, I was like, yeah, I can't ever do that.
That'll make you change states. That's what happened to me, basically.
Yeah.
Was like, ugh.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to check out. Y'all say Harlem. Harlem is cool. Okay. I'm going to head out. That was it. That was actually my last time working out there. And I want my money back for those months.
Didn't you work out those months?
No, I quit after he
was. Oh, so the whole while.
I was like, That's enough.
Yeah, she went in there and shopped on some space.
Now I work out and there's no bitches at the gym in New York.
Nah, they all home doing this shit on YouTube now.
This is crazy.
What's it called?
OnlyFans.
Yoga with Adrian, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do that in the little deck.
Damn.
In the patio.
That's where you used to find all the bitches, though. Definitely in the gym.
Yeah, I guess so. But you knew them girls was crazy.
They be jogging in Brooklyn.
All right, let's get in some of these stories here before...
they be tap dancing in Brooklyn.
You know.
Where you live at in Brooklyn? Bushwick area? Bushwick.
With the Puerto Ricans.
I want to see this. So there was a thing. Is Kanye speaking facts?
All right.
I don't know if you've seen this conversation that Kanye had where he was talking about, I guess, like phone etiquette, getting back to people regarding the ghosting. Do you have this clip up too? All right. If it rings more than three times, they don't want to talk to you.
Facts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Without a doubt.
And don't call back.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt, Yeezy. Yeah.
Bro,
he called that three times.
I do not understand new culture at all.
Without a doubt.
I believe that 100%.
I have to tell people, don't call me. If I don't answer, don't call me multiple times. Like, this is a common problem for me. I have to warn people, like, stop doing that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, like, I mean, I'm not on my phone that much, so when it does ring, I might miss it and call back, but I would have never guessed that. You know what I mean? I would have never.
You didn't know that?
Nah, I've always been bad at that etiquette. Like,
are you on the spectrum?
Probably. I think so. Yeah, now I'm realizing that. That's how I'm able to, like, eat the same thing every day be on the roadkill.
You eat the same thing every day?
It's easier. I do meal prep now, so it's just easier to get it the fuck out the way.
You're interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely autistic, but, you know, it's like on the genius level.
Right,
yeah,
so you only like orange foods.
you gotta have all the colors, Nima. your phone's supposed to look like the rainbow.
Yeah,
did you know that?
I know that.
That's why we see all the colors, so we can find fruit in the tree.
I like your eyes today.
Oh, yeah.
They look so sweet and calm.
You know why?
Why?
Because I'm eating the same thing every day. I ain't on that bullshit. Exactly.
What you eating right now?
I didn't eat anything. I had a bacon egg and cheese this morning.
Wow,
bacon
ghetto.
Bacon egg and cheese sandwich?
The ghetto.
Bacon egg and cheese sandwich coming up. Bacon egg and cheese.
Like, I used to never catch on to, let me call you right back.
Okay, you didn't know that.
They weren't
calling you back.
Yeah, back in the landline days, I did not understand that. Yeah. Like,
so you were coming to school like, bro, why you ain't calling me back? I was waiting by the phone.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I was like, what happened? What happened?
I told everybody, don't touch this phone, my homeboy. You have to call me back.
Now here's the crazy thing. If I go like, all right, y'all, I'm getting off the phone. What's the matter? I don't want to talk no more.
Oh wow!
I'm rude.
No, I feel you on that.
I'm rude.
Yeah,
I tell it how it is.
I need water.
I like that. No, I'm the same with everything though. I just tell the truth, and then it makes me look rude. And I'm like, no, but these are the facts.
Right.
Like last night, someone was like, "How I did?" And the two people around me was like, "You did good." And I was like, "No, you didn't. Next time it's not working, switch to another joke." And you're like,
I did that to you when you asked me how you did.
The lies. You and said you like, did all right, but you
said
just,
you did. I said you did.
You were just trying to kill my.
No, I'm not trying to. I was just trying to be honest.
I did great. Okay.
No, I was trying to be honest. I was being honest, like you being honest.
Oh.
That's
bitch
it.
Don't kill my vibe.
That's it.
Bitch,
that's
don't kill doing. My vibe.
Do you understand what Kendrick was saying?
No. Yeah, this is my vibe.
I can feel your energy.
You here with us.
Great. I'm great. You know.
I had that situation with a comic, Ian Fidance. I'll put his fucking name out there.
Name out there. Ian. Tell him.
This was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life, right?
Yes.
We're at a comedy club, and Ian, he's working on some bit.
Listen to this shit.
And the bit, it wasn't received well. Mm-hmm. It wasn't received well. It was something about... It was about along the lines of like COVID and Donald Trump being racist, mm-hmm. and going in about how Chinese people eat bats is a more racist thing, but he's just like yelling that out, and it didn't connect.
And he was just getting louder and louder.
It was a new joke. I'll give Ian that he was working on something that cool. That's what he's supposed to be doing.
New joke.
So Ian comes up to me and he goes, "Hey man, was that like bad stuff? Was it?" Funny, I was like, it's a little dated, bro. Like, nobody's talking about the COVID and the bat. And he's like, what dated? I didn't ask you. Is it funny? No, it's not funny.
It's not funny.
Yeah.
What?
It wasn't.
No, it wasn't funny.
Mediocre.
He's like, really?
It has no.
Really,
potential.
It wasn't funny.
Throw it away.
He spouts us for like fucking 5 seconds, and then he goes. Fucking piece of shit. Don't just tell me it's not funny. Fucking let me down easy at least. Like, what the fuck is the matter with you? Who just tells someone that it's not funny? And I'm like,
I get told that all the time.
And that's when you go like, oh, bitch, I said that shit ain't funny.
Right.
Face.
I tried to start off and be like, hey, you know, it's a little dated. And, you want the real.
Yeah.
There you go. And he's like, why the fuck would you give it to me that way?
I'm going to ask you next time. I'm not going to ask him.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you.
I believe you.
You don't believe me?
I don't believe you.
Okay. You know, I'll tell you when you're funny. Yeah. I will do that.
I'm funny.
I got to see. I only see you do comedy.
If you want me to watch you, I need you to wear a hoodie.
A hoodie.
Yeah, that's how I'm going to determine if you're funny.
Yeah, and baggy jeans.
Yeah, that's how I'm going to determine if you're funny.
I did that yesterday.
No,
I talk about this now. See, this is a problem. Hot chicks get to say whatever the fuck they want.
All the time.
Hot chicks get to blurt out whatever the fuck is on their mind. And we listen.
I'm not in that category, though.
Yes, you are.
Oh, you're right.
I'm trying to find a sponsor for my titties at the top of the show. You can say whatever the fuck you
want. I already have great, symmetry. So, and colorization. You see, there's no discolorization, whatever. So, these are going to be great when you fix these, okay? You're going to get lots of, like, hits on TikTok.
Any, is there anybody that can't work on you? Like maybe an Asian man?
Because I exist in that community, I don't want to say.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, but just shout out to the man who trained me. That's all I want to say.
Dig it.
Because that's who I think is going to do this for me. All right. Dr. Work.
Yo, so I want to keep up this trend of what we started. Okay. We're talking about like Black Air Force One wears in history.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
Great Black Air Force One wears in history, man.
Black Air Force history. Segment.
Yeah, yeah. Just trying to find somebody every week that I just want to send a shout out to because, you know, they did it.
All right.
Regardless Pioneers. Of how we look at them. This week is Ray Kroc.
Ray Kroc.
Ray Kroc.
The McDonald's guy.
Yeah, man. Okay. If you remember, have you seen the movie The Founder?
Oh, he fucked
I think I did see that.
Can
movie.
You pull up Ray Kroc, please? Yeah. I recently just thought the about McDonald's Ray Kroc, guy. Man.
He...
Ray Kroc is responsible for the McDonald's that we know today.
Mm-hmm.
He is not a McDonald, however.
Oh.
He helped the McDonald brothers expand their empire and then took it from them.
Took it from them.
Gangster.
I watched the movie.
Gangster.
Straight. Took
shout
it from
out
him.
To Kroc.
Built he him said, up look, and then took it from him.
Y'all don't know what the fuck y'all doing, man.
Left
so
him with $2 million.
This guy, yeah, he died with like $6 billion net
left
worth. You know what I mean? This guy, he took all of the McDonald's, got to the point where he was using the name mm-hmm. and they couldn't even use it anymore. He had license.
He must have been a Kardashian in his life.
He was a salesman.
Yeah.
He was a salesman who was struggling with sales. Mm-hmm. And according to this movie, he got an order for 6 milkshake machines.
Okay.
Which he was happy to take the order, but he was like, who the fuck is buying 6 milkshake machines in a fucking recession? Who's making that many shakes? So he had to drive down to the customer to see who they were.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they had the McDonald brothers had a fucking burger joint.
A crack house of
that
burgers.
That was popping.
Popping.
They had their little trap house. You know, white people be setting up the trap house. Yeah, people think time. Black people invented it. Uh-uh.
No.
We learned that from that white man.
Yeah.
That white man, he had the trap booming.
Five cents every for the time. Shake, 10 cents for the burger, some shit like that back in the day.
Trap phone just ringing. So, I got two phones.
One for the burger, one for the fries. Yeah, I like
shut
that.
Shut up. For the burgers.
But he pushed these guys to begin franchising.
Right.
And they weren't as savvy as he was on the paperwork mm-hmm. and the legal thing.
They
and
got his. They, I mean, he got
can I just say, if you want to be successful in life, go into sales first. Let that be your very first thing. Sales teach you about everything you need to know to be successful in anything.
Yeah. Especially the biggest thing when you learn is no one gives a fuck about you and it's okay to lie to a salesman.
Yeah.
I used to sell life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You was lying?
They were lying to me.
Okay.
Hey, what do you think about? You like this? Yes, we like this. I just need to confirm with my wife and then we'll call you tomorrow and we'll have the check to start that premium.
Yeah.
Never going to hear from them again.
That's always, when you blame your spouse, that's always the getaway.
Well, it took me a while to realize this. It took me 3 years to realize this.
Wow.
I was
again, the spectrum.
I was
I'm concerned.
I was a young black man trying to sell financial advice to middle-aged white people.
Yeah, please. Give up. Immediately no.
That's crazy.
Immediately no.
I was a 25-year-old black man. Like, I have all the answers, guys. Come on, listen to me. And they're
that's
like,
crazy.
Nah. Not from you.
You talked really well on the phone, and that's
he
why
speaks
we
so well.
Yeah. And
he speaks so
these
well.
Ideas of yours are amazing. It's like, could I have this? Yeah. And I'm going to call someone else to see if this is actually true. You know
and then
what I mean?
Let but them like... do it for me. Yeah. Thank you for the blueprint, though.
That's crazy.
Bruh, I was working at MetLife.
MetLife get everybody.
Yo, bruh. And not like, my car was about to be repoed.
Okay.
I was like, you know, I was down bad at MetLife because it was commission only.
Yes.
And I was still trying to come and tell jokes afterwards. All right. So when y'all used to see me show up, And I got on these men warehouse suits, you know what I mean? They're like, well, who's this successful nigga? Oh, I'm not successful at all.
Cab ass boy, you better get your I'm ready to be the Dinkin and First Baptist of Harlem looking ass. Get your too big suit wearing. I know your
they
suits
were
big.
Were
big. I know
they
were big.
They were big.
He was about to touch you like
they
this
were
bitch about
huge.
To get your ass.
No, I wasn't.
Bro, I bought,
you,
when I, first
nah,
of all.
Well, I'll let him finish.
First of all, when I got my suit, I was still heavy. Because I used to play football in college.
Okay.
I had just had a baby.
What?
I was
you?
I was like 240.
I didn't know y'all become this. Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love the heavy football players.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, style. Now I'm like a whole little homosexual. You know, I yeah, watch what I eat. You know what I mean?
You ain't full homo. Look metro. You look like you still. You look like a sneaky. You look like a sneaky bottom.
You thin now.
You look like a little sneaky bottom. You know, like
is that an ATL thing?
Jesus Christ!
Like a dude, like a gay dude, may come to you because you look masculine, but then as soon as you get in the bedroom, you like, yeah.
Nah, this is what happens. This is what happens with me and gay dudes. Gay dudes. Always like they push it to see, and then when they find out I'm not, they kind of embrace for the impact, and then they're thankful, like, oh, you're not gonna beat me up, all right, cool. No, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not here, I'm guys. Not that, you know what yeah. I mean, but like I'm not
like,
that
I'm
either
still, check with me again in 30 days. That's how he, oh. Why would I hit you? I'm on the fence, guys. What more do you want from me?
Did she say check?
Yeah, she's putting her, what is it called? Metro heterosexual lesbian. Yeah, 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 okay. She's trying to add me to her category.
No, I'm just saying men do not have room to explore their sexuality. You can't suck a dick and be like, actually, it wasn't for me. You can't do that.
You just, yeah, nobody would accept a dude that way.
Yeah, but I will. Come to me, babe. You were formed. You've been delivered.
So you rescue gay niggas.
I do rescue gays.
Okay.
Yes. All right. I rescue gays.
She do a lot.
Me.
She got so many jobs.
You're a heterosexual lesbian.
No, that is funny, though. Just picture Nima Cat just sitting
on
the porch.
I'm going to write a sketch about that. That's
not funny.
Stroking her old gay, yeah.
I can write a sketch about that.
Can we do it together?
Absolutely not. I'll write it.
Fuck a cat lady. This is a gay lady.
I'll cast you in it.
Mine is going to be, it's my concept. You don't know nothing about gay, or do you?
I don't, but I'm just saying. Can you curate it? I just don't need you in the room cackling away. Like, I can write it, and then maybe you can just give me notes.
I just inspired can you give me notes? You with my
can you give experience. Me notes? Like, write it down and send it to me.
Okay, I'll see what I can do. Listen.
Nima Cat, you're beautiful, but you're fucking annoying. So that's
why
what I'm saying.
I am not annoying.
Your voice makes
uh-oh,
me
you just
cringe.
Trigger her.
I get it. It's but, the vibrations.
Did you see her response?
I've been told I have the vibrations that tickle balls.
Who told you that? Your dad?
Actually,
maybe
my
an uncle and uncle.
You know
yeah.
that, my
absolutely
uncle
an uncle, but nah. So I know I will absolutely cast you in it because I'm a fan of your face. But
thank
and
you.
This, but just when you.
We're I mean, talking. God, I'll be quiet.
Oh,
I know
yeah.
how to shut the
Nima,
fuck up.
Nima Dope on Instagram, right? Yeah. Nima be in her videos like
trapping.
No,
she be trapping.
She know better than to say nothing, though. She.
Can I tell y'all something? One time I asked my husband, I was like, do you like the noises I make in the bedroom? And he was like, not really. And I was like, wait, why? He was like, because you don't know. You don't sound
yeah,
good.
Yeah, girls are terrible at dirty talk.
He was like, you don't sound
women
good.
Women are terrible.
Said, and sometimes you corny. And
yeah,
like,
women are so
what?
Not creative in the bed.
He said, you say the same shit.
Yeah.
I was like, from now on, I just be quiet, and I love that because now I don't have to fake it. Like, thank you, nigga.
Exactly.
Now I can sit here and think about some shit I actually have to do tomorrow instead of trying to ad lib to your
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? Because that's the thing. Like, the sad part about bad dirty talk is you realize, like, oh, you really don't know me that
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah. I try, though. I be excited when it's I love the
nah, you probably be saying the wrong thing.
I probably
give
do.
Me that black dick. What? What?
I do. I be like, you owe me this dick. I be like, fuck me like you owe me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I guess
like,
that's
not that bad.
It's not really.
Say
you like that?
Say it one more time.
Fuck me like you owe me.
That's not that bad.
Make that yeah. a sound bite, please.
Oh
that's
my God.
That's not that bad.
Let me say it better first. I just said, okay. I say some stupid shit though. I ain't gonna lie, cause don't
what,
ask me if
what
you,
is the dumbest thing you think you've ever caught yourself
come
saying.
Come on,
okay,
Nima.
Okay.
Thing.
So listen, this dude, we went to his house. He picked up a cockroach and threw it outside the door, right?
Okay.
And then we went to the room and he went to the bathroom and then we started doing our thing.
Oh,
and
no.
then he reached
oh,
down
no.
to tickle my clit, and oh. I was like, "Hey, yo." That ain't the same hand you picked up that cockroach with, is it? You know, so I just needed to know.
It's
I think
funny
I
oh, so you was
it,
asking, yeah, that was you wasn't trying
you're
to be sexy.
Rad,
no, I
roaches
wasn't.
Ain't
okay.
but that's
I,
crazy.
And he was like, "Yo, chill." And he was like, "Damn, bitch, I'm trying to be horny and you fucking it up."
Yeah,
telling your jokes.
He told me, yeah, it was funny. He did crack
your jokes.
A little bit.
My girl
it
can't. My girl,
here, y'all
my girl makes
spectrum.
Funny voices like right as I'm about to go down on her.
Please, thank you.
You can't stop. She be all. She be all like, yeah, I trimmed it up nice and neat for you. And he's like,
well, she looked a little bit at a microbe. This is crazy.
Like, what are you
so
doing?
Does she have good cute pubes?
Very cute. Yeah.
Okay, so
cute.
So she's good. Shout out to cute pube girls.
Cute pubes.
That's
cute
not me.
Pube Yo, girls. While we on this topic though, you actually leading us up for the greatest game awesome. That we just came up with. Okay. Do we have game show music? All right, I want to get into this game. This is a dope game. You're gonna love this game.
Okay.
This game is called Pornhub or YouTube.
Don't right. you have Got game it. Show music on there?
Do I? Oh, thank you. Did I have that? I don't think I have the grand game show music.
All right, I'll see if I can find it.
Who did y'all have here last? They were black, weren't they?
That was me, actually.
Oh,
that was Dave's spot. Yeah,
yeah, I was on that spot. Yeah. Yeah. All right. If you can't find it, we'll figure it out. But we'll take.
Yeah,
it.
You can add it later
on top.
Huh? No, I don't want to do all that. It's hard. Oh, they found it. All right, and it'll switch over into some trap music. So.
Oh.
Pornhub or YouTube? It's a game where I'm going to read to you some comments,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll pop the comment up after you guess what it is.
Okay.
Now, you'll be able to tell by what we show you, the screen, obviously, which thing it came up
if
with.
Because
you're more than likely familiar with
okay.
the difference in the size.
I you're love probably reading familiar. The comments huh? on porn.
Well, you might not get it. Well, let's see. I'm going to start off with an easy one for the first round,
okay.
so let's check this one out. All right. This user name... Porfinator. Yeah. Wrote, please don't come on the cookies. Please don't come on the cookies. Fuck. Is that a porn comment or a YouTube comment?
It has to be porn.
It has to be porn?
Yeah.
Bring it up.
See what we got.
It has to be Pornhub.
All right, there you go. So,
all
yeah,
right.
you recognize that font?
Yes.
You recognize that color scheme?
I do.
Right.
I do.
So, we all know what this is. This is a porn type.
But why? Because why would the cookies be about to get cummed on YouTube?
If it was a regular
all
game.
Right, yeah. So that's good. So, you know the logic of the game. You
right.
use the context to figure
a question,
out
though?
What's happening.
Yesterday, I thought to myself, please don't come on my couch because I had a guest who was showing me how to do the Kundalini breathing techniques. And it looked like he had an orgasm. That was crazy. Tell me if that's normal in the comment section if you know anybody who does Kundalini breathing.
Yeah, I don't know what that
it's
is.
It's really freaky.
I'll look it up, though. I'll check
yeah,
it out.
Yeah, check it out for me.
I All want right. you to pronounce it better next time.
Sorry. I have a fat tongue.
Kundalini? All right.
Kundalini.
So the next comment. What the fuck am I doing with my life?
Okay.
YouTube.
That was down at the bottom. My bad. That one might be a little hard to see. I'd give it away if I said there's a picture with it.
It's
found it? Can you find it? What'd you say?
Just you say it.
Just use it?
Say it. What
oh, it's YouTube. Yeah, this is a
yeah!
this is a video. It's a video of 10 hours of Darth Vader breathing.
Wow.
Someone decided to leave that comment.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. This one is from a user for real 92. Mm-hmm. Says reminds me of my brother's face during his wedding.
Hmm.
Pornhub.
All right. Let's
Bring
see what
it
we
up.
Got there. Is this the one that was switches over to the trap beat?
Okay.
They got the wrong joint.
Hey,
there you
I
go.
Got it right.
Nah, this is YouTube.
YouTube.
Yeah.
I did not get it right.
So this is a video of a little boy on a roller coaster, fat kid, funny,
so
on a roller coaster.
Her brother didn't want to get married. That's so sad.
All right.
You guys aren't married, are you?
I'm not.
No. I was engaged.
Grow up. Commit adultery like the rest of us.
All right. Here is a user, I live here, man. They wrote, roasted salmon with vegetables, 6 cloves of garlic, smashed. 1 1/4 green beans, trimmed 3 anchovy fillets, olive oil, kosher salt, pepper, Greek yogurt served. For serving directions, heat for 425 minutes on a large rim baking sheet.
What the fuck?
Was that Pornhub or YouTube?
You'll never know. I'm going to say YouTube, even though if someone did that on Pornhub, you play too much. You need to grow up. People are trying to have orgasms and fantasies. You are wasting good space here.
Oh, that's so funny.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, roast until the vegetables are tender, beginning to brown. 12 to 15 minutes.
Roasted salmon. No one eats roasted
salmon. Y'all, the conversation is hilarious.
The best thing that about this comment was someone replied to it like, thanks, I've been looking for this.
I knew it. Because we're friendly. Us horny people are very friendly. It's you. I mean, the people who get off, we're friendly.
Oh, right? My God, man.
Oh, shit.
It's so the funny people who are in the monogamous relationships that are angry in the comments.
Yeah, okay. This one might be, you see what you get this one. This one is from the user Kraft Mac and Cheesy.
Okay.
All right.
On behalf of the mac and cheese community, that's what good pussy sounds like.
Oh, come on, Pornhub. And send me the link to that video. Yeah. Send me the link to that comment, okay? I'm trying to hit up.
That's crazy.
I just like the fact that he had to register that name, Kraft Mac and Cheese, either just to make that comment or...
He must be blind. He's blind. He's seeing impaired, I'm telling you, because he get turned on by the sound.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He's invested. He got to be blind.
I bet that he has that account and he writes that comment on a bunch of... verbatim on a ton of videos.
So right.
I get turned on by girls' audio, though.
So you watch Pornhub?
It's been a minute, but yeah. But I just feel like it would be funny if I was a funny person. I would get that account and find a whole bunch of videos.
It gives me, I enjoyed it. I caught it. I'm like, holy shit.
What's your favorite porn site? Can I just get a little survey?
For me, it's xnxx.com.
XNXX.com.
Yeah, no viruses.
If I had to be the guy, I kind of hate porn, but if I got to watch X videos.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal.
Mm-hmm.
That is one hell of a sentence. Want to get high? Really high?
Mm.
Really super duper legally high?
Wait a minute, huh?
Well, now it's time to go to YoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8.
What is that?
That it means it's lab tested. This ain't no cats on the street. Hey man, smoke this. Did it fuck you up? No. It's a lab.
It's a lab.
So maybe they tested it on a monkey. Maybe they
on a rabbit. Maybe one of them rabbits with the red eyes. The rabbits with the red eyes.
Either way, they tested it. Now here's the deal. What is Delta 8?
What is it?
It's found in hemp. And it can be legally shipped to various states and get you high.
Oh, wow.
At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies. And vapes for all your getting stone needs. I'll tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly.
Oh, wow.
I mean, don't be getting high and get behind the wheel.
Don't
and no shit
get
like
high
that.
And get behind that wheel.
Especially in your rental car when you're on the road.
Don't get high and get behind that pen doing your taxes.
So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network.
Uh-huh.
And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS for 25% off. Let's get into it.
Absolutely.
X Videos, right. I'm with you. Mine used to be RedTube, but apparently something's
going
on.
Yeah, that
was way back in the day. Yeah, it was in college. So,
yeah.
But I'm at X Videos.
You in it?
I like watching it. You can Google it. Google it.
See, let's see if you type in Nima Cat on a porn site, what comes up?
Because I
probably her stand up.
I look good. Yes, my stand-up turns people over.
Has anyone ever typed in comedian or comedy on a porn site just to see what comes up?
No.
It is, it's pretty weird. Like,
so you've done it?
Yeah.
Can you show this?
Yeah.
We can?
Yeah. We'll bleep it out for YouTube. So this is what you put in for Nima Cat?
And that's what comes
up. None of them people look like me, but I like what comes up. The one with the butt, with the cheeks, That could be me. That could be me. You like that? Look, he gonna go home and do this later. He gonna search it again.
Yeah, no,
I know.
These are some honorable mentions that came in that I thought about doing. And we're done with the game.
That is crazy. I feel bad. I forgot. I gotta watch what I say now. I have sponsors and shit.
Oh yeah.
But
this one, blew my mind because this was a YouTube comment, but I think it was just more so what it was.
Okay.
Like someone wrote, remember how Egyptians had statues of cats and drawings and we said we worshiped cats? What if in the future they look at all the cat videos we've uploaded?
I seen that comment. That's Pornhub. I read that comment before. Shout out to me for being a true pervert. Yes, period.
Nah, that's a YouTube comment.
No, I read that comment. I didn't send before. That to her.
Nah, it's in the bottom of
Show
a cat
me,
video.
What video is that?
It's a
no,
cat video.
Someone has posted that comment on Pornhub. I swear to God. I read that comment like 3 weeks ago.
Okay, well, yeah, it was from a username GrumpyCat2016.
Oh my God! Yeah. I like
and
that name.
That's what they put it as.
Them some cats.
But that is an interesting point of view, man. Like, yeah, do we worship cats? Like, we do have a lot of fucking cat videos up there.
A lot of cat videos.
So yeah, do you think anybody would mistake and be like, oh, we really fucking people loved cats?
But that's just because we love them, don't mean we worship them.
But then maybe Egyptians didn't worship them.
Maybe they did. I'm pretty sure they didn't. They don't care about no damn cats.
Yeah,
cats are pets, okay? That's why they are everywhere, because we have access to them. And we control them. That's why. Like, what? Sorry. What is this? what is it?
Are you into any animals? What kind of animals are you into? You don't seem like you have, like, the compassion for like an animal that needs a lot from
you. You're like the third person. I do like animals, but not at this
But like
stage
something
of my
like
life.
A bird or like a
fish.
Only dogs.
Only dogs.
Only dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't only see dogs. But I can't see you picking up a dog's poop neither though. I can't.
My dog died in my arms when I found them outside sick. I picked them up and
you Will Smith now,
took them
yeah,
to the
drive-by shooting.
Took them to the vet. Deja! No.
Deja!
I think she had a fight with another dog in the hood, like a loose dog.
Hold on, say it.
I think my dog had a fight with another dog and the bite got infected. So we took her to the vet, and so I do love my dogs. She
you took her to the vet, and what they was like? It's gonna be
like,
$5,000.
No,
was
that was
like
she's. It's nothing we could do. It's been too long, so they just put her to sleep. Yeah, shout out to my girl.
Good for you, man.
Good for you. How many years ago was that?
But I do like pets, and I do have compassion.
Speaking of,
my
pets.
Favorite animal is men.
Oh, all right.
I like that. Men or animal.
Y'all are my favorites.
Speaking of pets, right? Just giving you guys, we are currently at on YouTube 5,940 subscribers.
Yay.
60 away from 6,000.
Right.
60 away from
6,000. Just 60.
Well, I have 60,000 followers.
Okay, well, you'll tweet this and then six people follow.
You guys missed a lot of traffic, you know. I think I had like something blow up, and you guys had like 24,000 hits on my page. Like,
good for you.
Your episode
there. Yeah, good for you. You killed that shit.
No, I'm trying to share the, you know, I be working out in y'all's shirt or whatever. I'm just trying to promote.
I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
From the bottom of my heart, I do appreciate it.
You're
like,
welcome.
Cat, that makes me blush a little bit.
I should get a tattoo right here in NFA. You know?
That's what it looked like.
Boom.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
You got one too?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Dylan got one too.
Dylan got one too.
Oh wow! Cover up, cover up, little breakup or whatever.
Yeah. Nah, man.
Got it on his lower back.
He's still good. You know how sometimes, like, I don't know, you look like you sold drugs. You know how sometimes there's just somebody that's just not good on the money count, and you're like, okay, you're not off the crew, but. You're done counting money. You know what I mean? And then you try to put them on something like bagging up, and you're like, okay, you're not good at this.
Nah.
Let's find somewhere else, you know? Yeah.
He ordered pizzas now.
I can see that.
We're going to have Dylan on the road. We're going to have more on the pizzas.
Yeah. Women are much better at this, you know? And shout out to the new producer.
Have you guys sold drugs before?
I have not.
You
haven't? I sold prizes at Clementon Park.
Have you ever sold drugs before?
Unfortunately.
Which ones did you sell?
I sold weed and coke.
Okay,
there you go, boy.
Look at you.
There you go, boy.
I expect you to be the coke boy.
It was a very dumb phase, and it was. And the sad part was, I didn't even really need to be doing it.
There you go, boy.
Like I was, you know how I got into drug dealing?
Because your friends
at my job.
Oh. Yeah, it's
at work.
Yeah,
I had a regular job mopping floors at Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
Dunkin' Donuts.
All of the little donut dudes was all like, look at this dirty nigga, ain't got no money, nigga. Ain't show you some real money, son.
One of them happen to you?
Yeah, you think I just make money off donuts, boy? I'll show you how to get you know what I mean? And these motherfuckers convinced me that my life wasn't good enough. My mom was doing all right.
That's what they do.
Fine.
That's what they do.
Remember Paid in Full? That sounded like the beginning of Paid in Full.
It's all of this.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I get frustrated. I don't get frustrated.
Showed $800 and did that whole drug thing and suck your dick and all
I'm
that.
Thankful of where I am in my life, but I just hate how many traps there were for young people to navigate, you know what I mean?
The
and navigating like seeing that it, I had to navigate that where I grew up, but other people don't have to navigate that.
Right.
And that is
like, what the fuck?
But I'm happy for it because it gives me at least skills that, you know, I see other people struggle with where I'm like, you never dealt with that? And they're like,
yeah.
What? And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Well,
I was outside.
Can I say I started selling weed in college because all the boys who liked me would call me over to smoke with them mm-hmm. all the time. I'm like, how y'all spending
weed?
So much money on weed?
Oh, I thought you were stealing.
And I was like, bet. And then I found a plug and just started selling to all the boys that I knew smoked.
Because we got into that a little bit where we would get girls like you that would go into somebody's house and
get weed.
And steal right. it and bring it out. And
well, see, I'm not the thief girl, though. I'm the drug dealer.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was the other thing that I learned a lot of times. And it's sad to say, but I love when I see, like, news stories of, yeah. like, girls doing snatch and grabs and shit like that. And you wow. just wonder, like, I wonder what dude
got her,
put them up to that. You know what I mean?
I put my little boyfriend and his homeboy, who both are from New York, I put them up to dealing drugs in yeah. college. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to be a good
I had
snapshot.
We won't snapshot that. My cousin's girlfriend elevated my game to credit card theft.
Oh, that's how you met
and
your
that,
first one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that was the interesting thing was like, I learned that blueprint from my cousin's girlfriend mm-hmm. While he was in jail.
Wow, so you was hitting your cousin's girlfriend.
No.
What kind of trifling cousin
I
are
wasn't.
You?
I wasn't. I was always...
You definitely licked the nipple or something. Ain't no way she gonna teach you the scams
did.
Without you throwing
she
dick.
No, Name because I would come up with the paperwork. This is what happened. Okay. This is how she put me on. I found a wallet in the street, right?
Oh.
And the wallet... Not only did this dude have debit and credit cards in there, he had his social security card in there,
oh,
and for
out.
Some reason, his birth certificate.
Wow.
Right. So
that motherfucker was trying to get
So this is the crazy thing, and this is where a lot of my homies, this is where I started to develop so many different hustles.
All right.
Because she showed me how to go over to Jersey, get a new identity in Camden, because Camden, they not paying attention
Damn,
that they DMV.
Fuck.
That's crazy.
Like, and it was funny because all I had to tell them as far as why I had no ID was that I was in jail and I lost my jailhouse ID.
Wow.
So I'm here to get a driver's license. You failed a driver's test, but I had an official ID that said I was 24, even though I was 18.
Wow.
My picture, Lamont Wimbush was my name, and I was able to
tell, because I don't know the you know, statute of limitations.
I already been caught with all of this. Yeah, I got caught.
Okay. You did time in jail?
Not like long time, but not for that. I got caught with that, and my father got me out of that. My father was in the union, the electricians union,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, they pull
got
strings.
The connections.
Yeah, yeah. That's like, literally, scariest thing in the world. We go to court. And we're sitting there. I was out of control at this point. I had a car because I was buying a car off the street, but I didn't know anything about registering cars.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I gave a dude $600 cash, and all I knew was I wasn't walking no more. You know what I mean? So we would just take license plates off of other cars and just drive. So I racked up a whole bunch of moving violations, all this kind of shit like that, and then we get caught with all the shit. So, boom. I go to court, and... Me and my dad are sitting in the courtroom, mm-hmm. and the judge calls my name up for my case. And before we could walk up, some white dude that we do not know came up and tapped us on the shoulder and said, stay right here. Goes up to approach the bench, and he's just like, yeah, permission to approach the bench. Walks up, talks in the judge's ear, comes back out, and we sit. And he's like, yeah, just sit tight. We sit in court for the rest of the day just watching everybody's case, all right? Everybody's case. The courtroom is empty, and they're like, "All right, is there anybody who hasn't been called?" And we're like, "What's your last name, Temple?" And he goes, "Like, oh, your paperwork's across the hall."
Oh wow!
Go across the hall to the cashier, get the paperwork out. All my charges dismissed, 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 dismissed. And it was just like,
you didn't even have to be pretty. That's crazy.
I did have to work that off because that was my dad. He was like, when they call, and they will call, you're going on the picket, not me.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
So, like, you know, when unions have problems and mm-hmm. you got to be out there with that inflatable rat.
You owe them a favor.
Right. Get out there. You know what I mean? Now you out there in the rain.
Have you repaid your favor?
Oh, yeah. I was fucking 18 when that shit
That's
happened.
What's
yeah.
up.
Yeah, the union got me a job that I wasn't supposed to get.
Yeah.
Full-time.
What kind of job?
I was just a janitor, but on the New Jersey.
When you gonna get me a job?
What?
What?
You don't look like you
want
to work.
You don't want no job. Shut up.
What? What are you talking about? I love working.
Okay, cool. As a matter of fact, PA. I have
a stand-up comedian.
I was about to say, yeah, I got a package if you can head to JFK right now.
I will tell jokes for food. That's it. That's
okay. You want to work stand-up
somewhere? Why you didn't invite me to the 20-year reunion or something? What you guys just have at the stand?
Everybody was there. You could have pulled up.
Why you didn't invite me?
The club invited everybody.
You were one of the first persons I met when I came here.
Because you was out here fucking up. And I told you, and I kept you from fucking up.
You need to do better with me. You got one more year.
Check. Gotcha. I got to check. But anyway,
we'll see Nima Cat.
No, I got a union pull to work on the New Jersey Turnpike and the Garden State Parkway.
Nice.
Trying to support this comedy shit. And then to this day, the person that hooked me up is probably still upset at me because I slept on that job
so much. Were you picking up trash or what were you
I was cleaning every. I was cleaning toll booths and little plazas and shit like that. But I was making money.
Jobs. I was making money. Stripped or anything?
Nice.
I performed at all male reviews.
Okay.
I didn't like that. Yeah.
You had to do jokes?
Yeah. So my cousin is a dancer and he thought it was a good idea to be like, yo, you should do the comedy and then that way you can introduce all of the different acts. I ain't like it though because they ain't give me no separate green room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you just in there
I'm in the back with the dudes while they all oiling up and lifting and chubbing up, and I'm like, hey guys, come on, man.
Did you leave?
You just sitting there by the curtain, just like, can we start the show? Like, and then just a few minutes.
Oh wow!
But
you stayed in the room.
Where am I supposed to go? On stage?
I'm just wondering. Stand there. You know, listen.
You would have stayed in the room, we know.
With guys? Yes.
Yeah,
with girls.
She did it with girls.
We would have got it because she's the heterosexual lesbian.
Neo Soul.
I said I want to heal Long. Her. I want to heal Neo Soul.
Suck the hurt out of Neil Long. That's what she said.
Yeah, maybe that'll be the title of this episode.
Suck the hurt out of Neil Long?
See if that'll draw in some viewers.
Yeah. Damn sure ain't going to be these titties. Ain't going to be these titties across the table.
Can we get a close-up of these titties?
Ain't going to be that. Tell you that right now, there, boy. I tell you that okay, right now, to God. It ain't gonna be that.
You can move.
Nah. Zoom in.
She said it.
And it's not creepy because it's girls on the mic, it's girls on the camera. That's the beauty of having girls on there.
Okay.
They can do whatever.
All right.
Okay, so breast to waist ratio, I'm appropriate. Okay.
Okay.
Why are you looking at the camera like that?
To see what the guests are going to see.
What the guests going to see. Okay. I know you right there. Yeah. Can you relax? Yeah. What is wrong with you?
We're trying to end this one anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
So go ahead. Tell the people where they can find you if they're looking for you online.
Every Tuesday at Thompson Studios at 7 p.m. in Harlem, guys. Come see me.
What's your Instagram or your socials?
Instagram is NEMAKATT. Nima Cat. Follow me because I do crazy stuff all the time.
Nima will be wild.
And check out a little exercise videos with the NFA shirt. You should start like a yoga with Adrian thing, but it's just, you know, yoga with NFA.
I'm not that flexible.
We don't even have
though.
To use your name at all. It's just like exercise with NFA.
Okay, let's do it. Can y'all pay me?
Yeah. It's just going to be you and Black Air Force Ones. And
yes.
Come on, y'all. Do some jumping jacks.
I like that idea.
This is a fun one. All right. Ladies in the booth, sign off. Say goodbye, Natalie.
See you later. Sign up for a week free trial, I guess, with no need for apology. NFA. Code NFA. Yeah.
Tiana, say goodbye.
Bye, y'all. Follow me on Instagram, Tiana Sasha, TEONA, just in case.
Just in case what?
Because my name isn't spelled the right way that you're supposed to spell Tiana.
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to be an A instead of an O, right?
It's supposed to be T-I-A-N-A, but you know, my mother's a creative freak.
Like Tiana Indians.
That's how Biggie daughter spelled it.
Yeah.
Which Biggie daughter got a store a couple doors down from Eastville.
Really?
Yeah, she got like this notorious clothing shop.
Check it out.
Nah, it's closed. This is.
Oh, it didn't make it.
But she just had a baby.
Oh wow! Yeah,
so you look so cute with those glasses on.
Nice glasses, but anyway.
Say goodbye. Say goodbye.
All right, y'all. Instagram. Eat your vegetables. Talk to God. I am the great boy. I talk to you soon.
And I'm the guy. Talk to me. Thank you guys for tuning in. No need for apologies.